Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Most of the state has been in the throes of an extended drought, and while dry conditions have affected animal populations, quality animals remain.
We'll still have a good hunting season. We have carryover of wildlife from previous years, but the reproduction in general this year has not been what we would have hoped for.
Mike Berger is director of the Wildlife Division at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Dry conditions mean less availability of food and cover, which translates to lower reproductive rates for all species. Nevertheless, deer hunters are encouraged to use all their tags.
We want to encourage everyone to take an expanded harvest of deer because the habitat being dry, the habitat is depressed, and we need to remove mouths from eating that habitat. And because of the low vegetation growth, I think the deer will be more visible and more readily attracted to feeding stations.
Berger adds that an average hunting season in Texas is still a good season.
Having a hunting season is always a good thing, even in a year that's not the best year we've ever had. I mean, it's still an average year, and that's still a good thing. So being hunting is still better than being in the office.
That's our show for today. It's supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, which provides funding for the management and operations of the state's wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.